from NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Melissa Block.
And I'm Robert Siegel. Today, the campaign war chest of Democratic presidential hopeful Howard Dean neared the $7 million mark using the power of the Internet. Never before has a presidential candidate raised so much cash online or done it so publicly. NPR's Peter Overby reports.
At Dean's headquarters in Burlington, Vermont, staffers were adding up the totals every half hour and posting them on an internet web blog.
6594391.
391?
Yeah. So we're at 6.6 million.
Cool.
All right.
Okay, guys, call your mom.
Mom presumably would be good for a last-minute contribution. After midnight tonight, all nine Democratic candidates need to add up their second quarter totals and report them to the Federal Election Commission. It's one way of gauging their viability. So they've all been scrounging for cash, but nobody else is doing it like Howard Dean, who's turned out to be the internet power user of the Democratic race. Nick O'Mealy, the campaign webmaster, sent out an appeal for money at about 2 p.m.
I actually just designed, proofread, and then sent out, so it's spooling right now, to our email list of approximately 145,000 people. And so it is, as we speak, dropping into people's mailboxes.
Political fundraising traditionally is a closed-door activity. Congressman Dick Gephardt needs money just as much as Dean for his presidential campaign, but Gephardt's fundraising events in Washington last week were closed to the press. What Dean has done, at least on this day, is turn political fundraising into something more like, well, a public broadcasting fund drive, or even this.
Yeah, let's see a change. It's been there for a while. I love it.
Jerry Lewis's famous Labor Day telethon to fight muscular dystrophy. Dean campaign officials said last week they expected to raise $4 to $4.5 million this quarter, and no smart politician ever announces a goal that can't be exceeded. Last week, things started to take off. Campaign manager Joe Trippi said the campaign broke its daily fundraising record every day, and about two-thirds of the money was coming over the Internet. Today, Trippi expressed astonishment.
It's a jump of what's going to be something like $3 million in 9 days over the net. I mean, that's never happened before. It's absolutely never happened.
Mike Fraioli is a veteran Democratic consultant in Washington. He says Dean's fundraising shows one spot where the Internet trumps every other tool in politics.
What the Internet allows a campaign to do is take advantage of the excitement that is building around the country in a very inexpensive way. If they had to do this through the regular mail, they probably couldn't afford it.
And what's more, mail is too slow, as Gary Hart found out in his 1984 primary bid. When Hart's campaign suddenly caught fire, his staff literally couldn't open and process the checks fast enough to keep it going. Republican Senator John McCain did better in 2000, raising $1 million in 48 hours after winning the New Hampshire primary. It was the high point of his campaign. But even now, a great day on the Internet doesn't yet equal a good day raising money the old-fashioned way. President Bush today was raising $3 million in Florida, starting at this lunch in Miami.
Been a successful event. We've raised a lot of money, and I want to thank you for that. We're laying the groundwork for what is going to be a victory in November of 2004.
Every one of the Bush contributions was the maximum allowable $2,000. This morning, Dean's average contribution was $62.38. Peter Overby, NPR News, Washington.